Gary Jensen, G-A-R-Y, J-E-N-S-E-N, and I'm the police chief for Logan City.
A quarter past the midnight hour this morning, a burst of shots were heard in the residential area at the bottom of USU's Old Main Hill. After initial confusion by people in the surrounding area thinking it may have been fireworks, a vehicle was seen quickly leaving an apartment complex, turning the corner and speeding off, which raised suspicions. As a result, police were dispatched.
Okay, at about 16 minutes after midnight, our 911 communication center took a call, and the report was possibly shots fired.
When first responders arrived on the scene, that possibility was confirmed.
We do have two victims in an apartment complex that appear to have gunshot wounds and are deceased. That's the crime scene as it is right now.
More police arrived, including a tactical team armed with assault rifles that cleared the apartment building and discovered the bodies of a young adult male and female. About a half hour later, a number of police vehicles departed swiftly from the 500 North apartment building to another report of shots fired on the northwest side of Logan.
We have a separate criminal episode and a separate crime scene in the west part of our city. And we have a single male in an apparent suicide.
While the shootings were in different locations, there is speculation that the incidents may be related.
We have what we think are some things that are leading us to believe that these two incidents are connected. And we're obviously chasing those ideas and those investigative leads down quickly to make sure. We're not concerned at this point that there's any further risk to the public. We feel like we've got the situation in hand.
There have been no other reports of anybody else harmed. Police are still investigating. More on this story as it develops. For more information, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Justin Prather.